Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in. Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another fabulous day on the planet. Every day you wake up, you should go, wow, another great day for adventure on the planet. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be a good way to enter your day? I actually do that. My friend, welcome. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. And today I'm talking about, I actually read in a newsletter recently. I get tons of newsletters. I fully admit I don't read them all because really I have so much capacity. But this one, it kind of caught my attention because, and of all places it was coming from a tarot reader. And she was talking about the hustle culture and this need we feel to be consistent. We have to be consistent. And all of the messages that come to us tell us, you know, you have to be consistent. You have to be disciplined. If you want something, you have to keep taking steps in that direction. And I don't totally disagree with that. You know what? Being consistent is going to help you achieve anything that you want in life. What I don't like is when we start to use it as a weapon against ourselves to prove to ourselves how terrible we actually are when we're not terrible, right? So we're talking about today about this being consistent without beating yourself up. We're going to talk about, you know, your life does need a rhythm. I know parents, so I never had children, but I know parents have said to me, you know, especially when their babies are young, you have to get them into a routine of when they're awake and when they're asleep. And I think that's really just to help the parents, not the kid, because then the parents can sleep. So, but getting into that routine and that rhythm can help you in many ways. And yet, what we sometimes do is if something disrupts that rhythm, we take on this heaviness and this nastiness that we've somehow failed. I've failed. Oh, you know, and we go into the drama llama. So we're going to talk about the difference between forcing yourself into a change and then creating versus creating this change in a way that actually works for you. These days I call myself a transformation guide. I'm thinking about putting, you know, assistant transformer or something, but it sounds too much like robots. And back in the day when I was trying to figure out how to differentiate myself, because that's what they tell you to do in marketing. Well, how are you different than everybody else? I'm different than everybody else because I'm me and not everybody else. But it's hard to communicate that. So I started calling myself a real life coach. And the reason that I did that was because I was coaching a gentleman at one point, and he had this goal. It was an amazing goal, and he was well suited for it. It was going to be amazing. And he had had this goal for a long time, and he had abandoned it at one point. And I was talking to him about why he had started and stopped it to get an understanding of kind of what tripped him up. And he had been using a coach at that time. And he said to me, well, she gave me this huge list of things to do, and I just didn't do any of them. And I just stopped. And I thought, well, how is that helpful? First of all, you know, giving someone a big to-do list who's probably already got a big to-do list isn't going to help them. So I started calling myself a real life coach because I wanted the solutions that we collaboratively come up with to fit your real life. as your life evolves, so can your solutions. But you can't stick something in if it's not ready to be there yet, right? So you, this is about starting to be consistent and disciplined and productive and mindful and all of the things you want to do. I can imagine them. You want to be healthy. You want to be grateful. You want to be rested. You want to be regulated. You want to be hydrated. You want, you know, some time to remember to buy bread. But you're not lazy because you're not getting all the things done. You're just trying to build something that isn't the right structure for you right now, right? So you don't have to beat yourself up to become well. This is not really going to work, is it? It's like, why aren't you better yet? Smack, smack. You don't do that to people. You just need to find a rhythm for you that's going to work for you and help. And you just will magically evolve into this more well, fill in the blank, whatever it is you want. So we treat consistency like this great, our egos love it. You know, if you talk to someone who does anything like, I go to the gym 5 days a week, haha, or I meditate every single day, it's like some kind of moral achievement that we've created. And if we miss a day, you definitely don't tell anybody, oh my God, they're going to judge me. They'll know that I failed. Well, what if you were sick? What if, you know, something happened? Like, I'm trying to think of something that would make me miss the gym. I don't know. Like, my favorite band is in town. I'll miss the gym for that. So we think that we will be better if we do something every single day exactly the same way. But we're not the same person every single day. So yes, I do meditate in the morning, every morning. Does it look the same every morning? Heck no. Sometimes I have 10 minutes. I'm like, I'll take my 10 minutes. Sometimes I have 2 hours. I'll take that 2 hours and love it, right? But I don't give myself a hard time that it doesn't look the same every day. Yes, our bodies are designed to move every day. Does movement have to look the same every day? No. Do you have to journal every day? You probably should eat every day. Probably do need to sleep every day, you know, but we don't need to become this magical person who achieves everything to become the person that we are moving towards. And a lot of people, I feel like they're not really struggling because they lack discipline. You know, I used to think for a long time that I was a very unorganized, very undisciplined person because I couldn't seem to get anything done. Then I realized I'm highly organized in my own way. It just doesn't look like anybody else's. Nobody else could probably understand my organization system. And I am very disciplined if I find it interesting and helpful. And I do get a lot done, but not in the way, the traditional ways that people would tend to look towards. So when it's like we're comparing ourselves against some standard that was written down in a book, you know, a couple thousand years ago, this is how things should be. And we haven't updated that. So when we keep trying to discipline our lives, ourselves into lives that weren't designed for us, then it's never going to work. We're always going to feel like we've failed, right? And if you want to take care of yourself, you've probably read the books. I've read most of the books. Sometimes I just skim them or read the Coles notes. But the practices that you think support you, if they keep slipping to the bottom of the pile, maybe that's not really the thing that's going to support you. And it's not because you don't care. It's not because you're not trying, but maybe you just haven't figured out the right thing yet. I've been a personal trainer for probably 20 odd years longer. I've been teaching yoga and personal training longer than I've been done most of the things in my life, surprisingly enough. But what was I going to tell you? Oh my God, my brain. Christine, what was I going to tell them? I care. So people will give themselves a really hard time that they're not doing things the right way. the right way. And I'll just say to them, like, what is the right way? I've had clients who've come to me who are on stress leave from work, and still, I know I am not the same as I used to be. I can't remember what that was about, though. It'll come back to me. Thanks, Christine. So I've had clients come to me for a session, and they want a really hard workout. It's like, I haven't been working out. I need to work out really hard. First of all, if you haven't been working out, you don't beat yourself up by working out even harder. This is true of exercise. This is true of work. This is true of life. If you haven't been doing something, don't go out and do it extra hard. This doesn't help you. You wouldn't be go from couch potato to go run a marathon. You'd probably drop dead, first of all. But also, the thing that we forget is that stress, overwhelm, those are taking up energy in your body, right? And adding a workout which is healthy, right? Healthy in quotation marks, it's healthy to move our bodies. Some days it's healthy not to move our bodies because our bodies are already overwhelmed dealing with other things. So I've turned people away. I've said, I'm not working you out today. You have to go take a nap. That's my workout for you today is to go take a nap. So, like I was saying, it's not because you're not trying. It's not because you don't have the habit tracker. I've started and stopped so many habit trackers just because that kind of tracking doesn't work for me. What's going to work for you is to start to get a clearer understanding of how you best operate right now. What your next best step is to add to whatever it is you want to add to, right? Think about phases in life. So right now, I think we're on a gibbous moon. We're moving towards the full moon, right? The moon just goes through her phases up and down. She doesn't stress out. Seasons, we're moving through summer now. We've got, a few months until autumn. Just the seasons just come and go and do their thing. And you can say, well, they're not conscious, Heather. Well, how do you know they're not conscious? They could be doing their own rhythm and just having a good time. So nature is consistent. So I'm using these examples because nature is consistent. We know sun's up, sun's down, seasons come, seasons go. It's consistent, but it's not rigid in how it performs. Today, it was raining this morning. I'm like, it's summer. It's supposed to be sunny all. No, it's not supposed to be sunny all summer. It's going to rain. It's going to sun. It's going to do its thing. So where you can bring this in is, so I was teaching kayaking on the weekend. And one of the things that beginner kayakers do when they first sit in a kayak is they tighten up and they get quite rigid because they think the boat needs to be exactly like this. Right? If you're in that water, the water is moving. It's like life. The water is always moving and you're floating. If you can relax and let the water slash life do what it's doing and you don't fight with it, you kind of go with it, you can start to work with it to help you move in the direction you want to go. Kayaking is an excellent metaphor for this. So people will fight and fight and fight. You explain to them how a kayak works. If you want to learn how the kayaking works, come and take a lesson. But or take a lesson. They're such fascinating vehicles. They're so perfectly designed for what they do. To be on the ocean in big water, they turn into the wind. They were meant for hunting. So when a new kayaker is trying to kayak and the wind is pushing them and the kayak is doing exactly what it's designed to do, life is doing exactly what it's designed to do. If you're fighting with it all the time, you're going to get really tired. You're getting really exhausted and you're going to feel like you're doing everything wrong. I'll have paddlers say, there's something wrong with this kayak. It's broken. I was like, it's not broken. It's doing exactly what it's designed to do. And that could be challenging for you. And that's okay because what we can teach you is how to work with it and what it wants to do and still go in the direction you want. It's like coaching in life. Life is going to keep happening, right? Life's just going to keep happening. So don't fight the life that's happening. Figure out how to work with it to get into the direction that you want to go. So ease, having an easeful life doesn't mean there's no effort. I mean, Chris and I were just talking before we started. Doesn't mean, there's no effort, because there's going to be times when there's effort. An easeful life means that your effort is aligned so that you're not fighting against what's happening. You're working with it. And then you'll stop beating yourself up, right? You'll stop giving yourself such a hard time about mistakes that you think you made. We all sometimes put the paddle in at the wrong angle. I have fallen over in the water because I have done something. I'm like, oh, that wasn't the best way to deal with that. So I get back in and I start over. It's all lessons, my friend. It's all lessons. So we're going to have our first break. So I know last week I totally forgot. Poor Dana. I was like talking away. We're going to go on our first break. Go over to your favorite listening platform as we're on our break and give us a 5-star review. Share it with a friend. Follow, like, subscribe. Do all of the things that make the algorithm happy. And that would make me happy. This is Heather. We're on Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. And we'll be right back. I don't hear any music, Christine. Should I keep talking?
Corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Hooray! So if you are listening live, then thank you, because it's Canada Day and you could have the day off today and you could be spending it with me. And I appreciate that very much. If you're not in Canada, well, happy Canada Day anyway. And thanks for hanging out. We are talking about why we don't have to give ourselves a hard time and we don't have to force ourselves into change. Imagine, so I've got tomatoes growing outside and I planted the seeds in the spring. Imagine if I stood there and I said, get growing right now or you're in big trouble. You're not growing the way you're supposed to be growing. You're not growing fast enough. You're not growing tall enough. Imagine, as if that tomato is going to respond well to that. Instead, the tomato is going to grow exactly the way that it was meant to grow. And if I provide it with sunlight and water, it's going to give me some fabulous tomatoes, hopefully. You know, it's like you can't force things to happen sometimes. I don't know that you can ever force things to happen. At least if you force something to happen, it's not always going to, I feel like it's not going to turn out the way you wanted. So think about scrolling. So a lot of people want to know that scrolling, the social media scroll, we know what it's doing to us. It's like the new, I feel like it's a new smoking. We know smoking is bad. You know, it's bad for your lungs. It's bad for all the things, the chemicals that you're inhaling. It's bad for all the stuff it does to you. And yet it's easier to smoke than to not smoke for some people. So scrolling, we've somehow developed an addiction to scrolling. And We don't scroll because, you know, we feel like we're having some deep soulful moment with social media. We don't, at least I don't feel like I'm, you know, gaining some esoteric knowledge that is going to change my life. It's just easy. It's right there. You're so used to it. You just pick it up, you start scrolling, and all the stuff is there. You're in it. And before you know it, you're in it, and it's an hour later. So that's easy, right? So scrolling is easy. It's like pick it up and do it. When we want to start doing self-care practices or change the way we do things in the world, sometimes it feels like it's hard. Like, oh, it's so hard. So hard to start something new. But it's actually there's going to be a little bit of friction when you first start, you know, a little bit of figuring out how to fit it in. And that's okay, because when you figure out how you fit it in, then it's going to stay. So some of the self-support practices that people want are interested in starting is like meditation. Well, I can never find a quiet place or a quiet time. There's probably some time in your day that you could find it, but it could be that you're just overwhelmed, right? And you can't even wrap your head around how to do it. Or it could be that you do actually have to drop something like scrolling from what you do to put in something like meditation. I know. So something like a movement class, like if you wanted to move regularly, oh, that's going to mean I'm going to have to change my clothes. Oh, like it's into my fitness clothes. Or if you wanted to journal, if you were into journaling, sometimes that friction is, oh, that means I'm going to have to think about how I feel about things. And I know people who really don't want to think about how they feel about things. And maybe if you knew you needed more rest, that meant you were going to have to disappoint someone. So these are all points where we know we want something different. I'm just using examples of some of the things you might want different and the reasons you talk yourself out of it. And yet we can pick up the phone and this is my phone, yep, and scroll, 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 scroll because it's easy. Nothing is blocking us. Advertisers, all of like Meta, all of the people have figured out how to make it so easy for us. There's absolutely nothing blocking us from doing that. And I'm not saying that everything that's good for you is hard, because it's not. It's not hard. It's just how we think about it that makes it hard. So the challenge is to find an access point in your life where something that you want to add to your life makes it easy as picking up your phone and scrolling, makes it easy to repeat. And solving it. Your problem with shame is not going to work. The I should be more disciplined is not going to work. The giving yourself a hard time is not going to work, because humans are designed to, you know, move away from discomfort and move towards comfort. So if you're giving yourself a hard time, that's kind of uncomfortable, and you're going to keep moving away from that. And how to stop being uncomfortable with being disappointed is to stop trying. So, what in your life could make it easier for you to do something you want to add to your life? And when I work with people, it's only one thing. Don't try to fit the whole store in at the same time. I've done that. It never works. Just pick one thing. And for some people, the first thing I tell them to work on is sleep. Sleep, 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 because that feeds everything else. It feeds your ability to do everything, right? So pick one thing that's going to start to shift you. So maybe if you want to have more movement in your life, you don't have to sign up for the gym. You don't have to go like take a couple hours of your day to like get your clothes and go there and do all these things. Maybe it's just a walk. Walking is a purely legit form of movement. So if maybe you put your shoes by the door to remind you. Easy, right? You see the shoes. Oh yeah, I want to go for a walk. I got, you know, 20 minutes. Let's go. Maybe you have your water. If you want to hydrate more, you have your water bottle already full and you have it next to you. So I have a friend who's fabulous, and I sent him a sticker for the outside of his water bottle. It had a unicorn on it that said, "Be effing magical." But it also had markers on it. And you can get those water bottles now that mark, you know, how much water you've drunk. So if you have a goal, you make sure you drink all that water during the day. Don't try to chug it all at once, because the idea is to be hydrated like throughout the day. So maybe if you want to do meditation, get up 5 minutes. I know I said to sleep, but maybe 5 minutes early and already have your meditation cushion out or somewhere that you know you want to meditate. Tell the people in your home, listen, don't bug me for 5 minutes. All I need is 5 minutes and then I'll come out. I mean, had to get used to shutting the door. So I meditate in my office. And if my husband gets up, I mean, he knows not to disturb me, but I had to get used to shutting the door, which for me felt like rude to shut the door, even though I was doing it for me. I know I struggle with the same things. It seemed rude. He said, "Don't, that's not rude to shut the door. I just know you're busy. So when you're done, come out." I'm like, okay, thanks, honey. So if you want to be more creative, you know, leave your sketchbook out with your markers or whatever, so where you can see it. I have it set up on my computers, all of my electronics at 10 o'clock. They all stop working. They say, "Heather, it's 10 o'clock. It's time for you to get ready for bed." And I'm like, no. But I have to honor the fact that I made a commitment to myself that I would shut off electronics at 10 p.m. I don't go to bed at 10 p.m. I shut off the electronics so that my nervous system has time to recalibrate so that I can go to sleep. I mean, we know there's all these studies out there that say the blue light, the this light, the overstimulation, et cetera, is keeping people from sleeping properly. And because I monitor my sleep, I tend to believe it. So the goal is not to become perfect, right? You've heard me say there's no such thing as perfection. The road will continue onwards. We never reach the final destination until we reach the final destination. And we know what the final destination is. You get to go back upstairs, back to the party, and have a good laugh over what you did while you were here. And say, well, do I want to do that again? Yeah, sure, let's go. But while we're here, we're just working through this one, right? So you're not going to become the perfect person, but you can keep improving and moving towards the things that you want, right? You're going to keep moving towards what you want. Sometimes it's not going to work out the way you planned. That's okay, because as the universe mentions to me regularly, we planned it, you didn't. You don't get to decide how it works out. You just follow the road. Yes, the road to heaven is paved with good intentions. Woo! So the goal is not to become perfect. The goal is to reduce the space between you and that thing that is going to make you feel like yourself, like you're in a life of ease. So when I ask people, because when I'm doing an alignment activation with people, by the way, go to my website, click on Talk to Me. You get a free hour with me. It's called an alignment activation. I ask you questions. We talk about things. We uncover a pattern that's keeping you hung up in your life. And we say, okay, what's the best approach for this? So sometimes when I ask people what they want in their life, I mean, it's so common to hear, you know, more ease, more flow, more joy, more freedom. There are these emotions that we want, these feelings that we want. And then we're trying to find concrete, real world 3D things to create a feeling. Now, it's a whole other topic, but you can just create the feeling without having the 3D things in your world. But that's a skill that you might need to start to believe and develop. But one of the things that we're looking at is, if you want to move towards that more ease and more flow and more freedom, what is a thing that will help you move in that direction? And we'll start figuring out how to pack that in, put that in. We're not going to pack things in, put that in somewhere where it's not going to be extra work for you to add that in. if there's a pattern that's really disrupting you, is there a hook somewhere that we can unhook, or a realization that we can just like, oh, there it is. Sometimes it's just a clarity out. Incident. I didn't have a word there. So I did an activation a couple of weeks ago with someone, and it was like, oh, this is what's repeating, is being able to see that repeating. And then you have a choice, right? Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Then you have a choice. And not making a decision is still making a choice. So you make a choice. Do you want to change it? Is there something you can do to shift it? You make your choice. You take that chance. You get a little bit of courage. That's what I'm here for. I'm the courage holder. I'm the cheerleader / courage in the background. You take that chance, and then you do the thing. And then that's when things can start to change. So good, right? Time for another break already. I know. What the heck? So while you're on your break, because I know you probably did the like, share, and subscribe, now go to Substack. I've got some amazing articles over there where I go deeper into these topics, because I don't have people telling me that I can't talk anymore, Christine. And it's a free subscription to the articles. Read the latest one on gratitude. You might like that one. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
You know, there's many paths to a thriving life, my friend, as many paths as there are people. So you get to choose your path, right? You get to choose your path. Christine is over here prompting me in the background. And I'm like, book. Yes, look at that. A book. This one's the hardcover. You can actually get it in hardcover. And I also did companion journal, by the way. So the book is Stop Pretending You're Okay. Start Living Like You Mean It. And at the end of each chapter, it's one that you can just pick up and read. You don't have to read it front to back. But at the end of each chapter, there's reflections for you. So something that I added into my routine recently was every morning, this is like during my meditation process, I have a book, and every morning I'll read like one or two pages, nothing major. I don't feel the pressure to like, I have to get this whole thing read, but I'll read a couple of pages. And some of the books I read have those reflections at the end. So this book has reflections at the end of it. There's free resources, by the way, at illuminateyourworth.com. And there's a free community there with lots of free resources. Oh my goodness, there's so much stuff there. But when I get these books that have these reflections at the end, I'm like, oh shoot, I don't have a journal sitting next to me right now. So what I did was I created a companion journal. Yes, there it is. And it has the questions already in it with space for you to write it down. That is on the website and in the Illuminate. Actually, it's go to the illuminateyourworth.com website where the resources are. Because really, we're all working towards joy, peace, freedom, ease. We all want the same thing. We all just want to be happy, right? The road we all take there is going to be different. And if we are comparing ourselves to somebody else's road, we're going, why are they happy? I'm doing what they're doing and I'm not happy. Well, their happiness isn't your happiness. Or they're achieving so much more than I am. Are they? Or is that just their social media feed? Right? You don't know what's going on in the background. I have some friends, well, one friend and one former friend who were married for many, many years, and everyone thought their relationship was perfect. They had social media. It looked fabulous. I was there enough to see the background and said, well, they don't match up. So life is what's happening to you, not to other people, right? So if you have been rewarded for always pushing harder and adding things in, slowing down is going to feel weird, right? If you decide that rest is going to help you have a life of more ease, it's going to feel weird and funky. You're like, no, I should be doing something. Really? Why? Will someone die? That's my test for a lot of things now. Will someone die? No. Okay, then I can choose something that fits for me. If you try to perfect everything all the time, I did this. That's how I injured myself when I first started practicing yoga. I was a brand new yogi. This was like 25 years ago. I was a desk jockey. I was an accountant. I worked 12 hours a day at a desk, and I went out and decided I'm going to be the best yogi ever, and I herniated a disc in my back because I was the weekend yoga warrior. So it's like, I'm going to be perfect. No, you could ease yourself into that, right? Oh my goodness. Healing doesn't come from another place where you have to prove yourself. This is a thing that I have been thinking about a lot. What are you trying to prove? And who are you trying to prove it to? All of these things that we do to make ourselves better. I want to make more money. I want to be thinner. I want to be more popular. I want to be all of these things. If you can just be who you are, you can probably find that emotion that you're looking for. The feeling of happiness. You don't necessarily need another practice. You don't need the latest guru to tell you, chant this mantra. By the way, I saw something the other day that said if you chant, I'm gonna swear right now, get ready. If you chant fuck like 500 times, it stimulates your throat chakra and makes you better. I'm like, maybe it does. I don't know. So it's like all these gurus saying, you have to do this. This is the latest thing. If I see one more ad for military calisthenics, I'm going to lose my mind. Because seriously, military calisthenics is not everybody's solution to whatever it is they're working on. Come on, seriously. So self-care requires you to look at yourself and see what you need and see what's going to help you. And not give yourself a hard time if today I need to sleep in, and tomorrow I need to go run 5K. I don't run anymore, but it's like it doesn't have to be the same every day. For me, consistency, the best consistency you can develop, the best discipline and consistency you can develop for you to achieve the thing that you most desire. This is Guru Heather talking. One thing you need to do to achieve what you most desire is to consistently, on a daily basis, check in with yourself and say, what do I need right now? And will I give myself to that without guilt? That's the easiest way, right? I'm not saying I'm perfect at it. New. New. You can just go read I wrote an article last week on when I called in sick, and the little voice in your head says, "You're not sick enough." And it was based on the podcast I did a while ago, you know. But what is a small, repeatable thing that you can do? My biggest recommendation is every day. And I have a friend who does, she told me she does this before she gets out of bed. She wakes up, she takes three deep breaths, and then she says, "What do I need most right now? Or what do I want most to happen in my day? Or what feeling do I want to have?" Like something along those lines. It's like having that intention. It's like three deep breaths, I'm awake, hooray! What do I need right now? Because she used to get up at 4 in the morning. I can't even imagine, to do pranayama, which was her breath work, to do all of these practices that someone told her she needed to do every day. But she has an early job and she has 2 children. So she would get up at a crazy o'clock and do these practices and give herself a hard time if she was tired. Finally, she realized, oh my goodness, if I wake up and I feel like I can do it, then I do it. If I wake up and feel like I can do a piece of it, I do a piece of it. If I need to do something later, maybe I'll do it later. It's not like she's abandoned that practice, but she's incorporated her needs into being consistent. The easiest way to be consistent is to be aware of what you need. So something small and repeatable. It doesn't have to be the most impressive thing. You don't have to sit in lotus and om for 20 minutes, right? I don't sit in lotus. My hip would kill me if I tried to sit in lotus. I don't have to be the person who looks best on Instagram. You don't have to have the perfect video, the perfect, you know, camera of reels. You don't have to be the person who, you know, follows the latest wellness guru who says everything changed as soon as I did this. Maybe it did change for them when they did that. And you can try it. That's what I was going to talk about when I was a personal trainer. People would come to me and ask me questions. What if I did the paleo diet? What if I did this workout? What if I did Tabata? What if I did this? And I would say, oh, I don't know. So I would experiment on myself. I'd say, I'll go try it and I'll let you know what I think. So I would go, you know, I've done the cleanses. I've done the workouts, P90X, Tabata, you know, what was that other one called? Like booty butt lift or something like that. Like so ridiculous. And I would try them out and then I would come back and go, well, this is what happened to me. Maybe it'll happen to you. I don't know. You're an experiment of one. If it sounds interesting and fun to you, do it. If it doesn't, then don't. If it feels like you have to do it, if it feels like a burden, then at some point you're going to put the burden down. So you just have to give yourself one honest check-in with yourself, one real, no, I'm not going to do that today, one walk around the block, read one page, you know, of a book that you find interesting, have a glass of water before you drink your coffee. You know, sometimes they say, have a glass of water before you eat your lunch. And then there's people who say, never drink when you're eating because you're diluting your stomach acids. I'm like, do you know that for real? Do you know that for real? So that moment of asking what you need is where you're going to find your consistency. And you're also going to start to develop this self-trust. The more that your self, you develop a relationship with yourself, you get to know the inside of your head and how your body works and all of these things, the more you start to listen to it and give it what it needs, pardon me, speaking of my body, the more the communication channels open. I know it sounds funny. It's like, but I live in my body. Well, how can I not know my body? But I've taught enough yoga and I did enough massage therapy. A lot of people don't know what's going on with their body. They're in their head and they're like the head office. You know, their brain is the head office saying, you're going to do this. And the body's like, I don't have the budget for that. No, you're going to do this. It's like this. Because I used to work in corporate and I was the conduit between head office and the different divisions. The head office would say, I want $1 million. And the divisions would go, we don't have $1 million. So It's the same thing going on with your brain. Your brain thinks it's the head office and it's sending down these commands. And the divisions are, your body, your spirit, your energy, your wellness, your joy, your feelings, everything else that is you. And your brain is trying to run the show. Your brain doesn't get to run the show. It's got to be a collaboration. It's a democracy, damn it. Sorry. So don't abandon yourself if you miss one day of something that you wanted to do. Discipline. What's that book that guy wrote? I can't remember what it's called. Something about developing habits. That really worked for him, and he wrote a book, and now he's famous for, the habits, for developing habits. But I read his book, and his stuff didn't work for me because that's not how I operate. That's not how my brain works. We're going to go on our last break. We're going to have some final thoughts on how you're not actually failing at being disciplined. While we're away, go to my website, heatherstewart.coach, and first bookmark it. Then go and sign up for an alignment activation because I want to be able to help you uncover the pattern that you've got going on for you. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspire Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We are on the road to being more fabulous. Yes, we are. So consistency, consistency, consistency. We know discipline is freedom. I have a book somewhere about discipline being freedom. And I think it's the interpretation that trips us up. Right? It is the interpretation that trips us up. So the same thing, I wrote this article recently on gratitude, where gratitude is a fabulous thing. Gratitude becomes toxic when we use it to shut down desire, right? Last week I talked about desire. Ooh, scary desire. Go listen to, is it Malizia who talks about desire? So listen, desire is not a bad thing. Gratitude is an amazing thing. I can be grateful and desire more. So I am grateful for this fabulous life that I'm having, and I have bigger plans and more fun to have. There's way more fun to have in my life. There was a lady on my recent, I did an expedition cruise through from Scotland over to Norway. There was a lot going on. There was Zodiac rides. There was a lady on my ship who was 91. She was turning 92 in October. She will turn 92 in October. So imagine if your life right now, you're like, this is all there is. I wrote an article on that too in Substack. This is just the way it is. You just get old and you fall apart and life is over. Hell no. This lady, Patricia, she is going on my vision board because she's 91. She's traveling. She spent her 90th birthday in the Antarctic on a ship, seeing the penguins, going out in kayaks. And she plans to go to at least 100 and still be traveling and touring. So the rhythm that you, the consistency of being, finding your thriving, finding your way of living in that peace, freedom, joy, love, is to consistently be in love with yourself and give yourself what you need, right? And for some of you, you're going to go, that's going to sound yucky. I know, I get it. So it's just, but it doesn't have to be yucky. right? We're actually designed for this. Somehow we just lost it along the way. So if someone says to you that they value, think about the consistency that you want for your thriving life. If you want to be aligned and going in the direction that you want, it's figuring out where you're throwing yourself off. If you value rest and you want to be your full, you know, fabulous self, then why do you fill up your calendar with things? Is rest just a rebellion for you? You know, I was thinking about this the other day because one of the things they tell you, you know, if you've ever tried to lose weight, you've heard the don't consume empty calories because they're not offering you any nourishment and they're just adding calories to your day. So I started thinking about that in relation to my calendar. Are there things on my calendar that are not nourishing me and are instead depleting me? So yes, you know, they'll say chocolate is empty calories. I don't tend to agree, but it nourishes me, my soul, maybe not my body. But if you think about your calendar, do you leave room in your calendar for things that are nourishing, right? Or is it all just empty calories? If someone says they value creativity and they like being creative, but they never take their stuff out of the closet. You know, if someone says they value connection and community, but you never see them. So if you're fighting with yourself about the things you value and the things you're doing, there's something out of alignment. And if you keep asking yourself, why can't I do this? Why can't I stick to this plan that I have? Why can't I stick to this routine that I want? Why can't I keep going towards this direction that I want? Maybe the question is, what in my real life is making this harder than it needs to be? Right? What does your body need to be supported? Maybe it's not, you know, lifting weights 3 times a week. Maybe it's lifting weights 2 times a week and taking a day off to go walk in the park. Maybe on a day when you're supposed to do something, your body needs something else. So what consistency would help you feel the way you want to feel before the external world showed it to you? So you know how they say that as above, so below, as within, so without. So if you want to feel good, don't wait for something outside of you. Find the feeling inside of you and let that go outwards. So what rhythm will protect your energy? What consistency will bring you joy? Just keep checking in with yourself. Find that consistent check-in with yourself. I check in with myself. Oh, I used to check in with myself once or twice a day. Now I think I do it like every time I turn around. What about this? What about I check in to see what's going to serve me the best? So you're not going to overhaul your whole life, right? Remember this. Remember I said this at the beginning. Do not try to overhaul your whole life by Tuesday, because that is going to create your overwhelm and it's going to create you to lose that consistency. The consistency for you will be to pick one thing. And maybe the best thing to pick is every morning, just check in with yourself. If you forget, don't give yourself a hard time. Maybe hook it up with like brushing your teeth or something. What do I feel like today? Do, brushing your teeth. Whatever it is, try to make it something easy to slide into your life that will help you start to move with the flow of your life and start to shift that trajectory towards more of the feelings that you want. Because ultimately what we want is to feel good. Why do we want money? We think it'll make us feel good. Why do we want love? We think it'll make us feel good. Why do we want a bigger house? We think it'll make us feel good. Why do we want to go on vacation? We think it'll make us feel good. All of it is about trying to feel good. Spoiler alert, you don't need it all to feel good. And I know that it's going to take some practice for you to internalize and believe that, because I do it myself. My friend, consistently love yourself. Consistently check in with yourself. It's the best way that you are going to have the discipline to create the life that you truly, truly want. If you want to talk about it, go over to my website and heatherstewart.coach, or just send me an email. That's what I was going to give you, info@heatherstewart.coach. I would be happy to hear you from you. I would be happy to come have a conversation with you.
Thank you for tuning in to Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.